Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Well, it's time for the Puffcast.
Yes, it is.
The fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan, and the always punctual Toby Sullivan.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
You're getting really good at sounding convincing at that.
Put it on a fucking t-shirt. Here it comes.
We are this week celebrating the Melbourne Cup by being at Ken's of Kensington.
It's the race that stops the nation.
Yes.
But do you know what? I sat around all week trying to think of an appropriate gay race that stops the nation joke.
Right.
You know, it's the race that stops the nation. Yes, I'm talking about the race for the last beer. It's the race that stops the nation. Oh, it's the race from the, you know, peel to...
What about the 4 o'clock fuck rush? That could...
There's no race there, though.
No.
It's pretty slow.
It's a race to the bottom. Yeah. The 4 o'clock
I'm right here.
In true Talking Puffy style, we're spending the Melbourne Cup in Sydney.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
We're at Ken's of Kensington. Although Scott and I did once go to Sydney for Cup E.
We did too.
I remember this, yeah.
We went up to do a cross for Rove.
Yeah. Dressed as a horse.
Yeah.
Which one was the back half?
We were going to toss for it, but it was taking too long, so we flipped a coin.
Yay! That joke still lives.
It lives.
Yeah. It doesn't live. That's still born.
But we were like, well, why are we going to Sydney then? Oh, because we're covering the cup and all the trucks are at Flemington.
Yeah.
So
that, you have to go to Sydney to pretend to be in Melbourne.
Wow. No. We said we're in Sydney.
Yeah.
And dressed as a horse trying to get served in a park.
Because it was like all the horses would be having an early night because Melbourne Cup was the next day, so they wanted a horse to go out.
I don't know. It was really tenuous,
wasn't it? That was when we had a meeting and everyone in the meeting was gay.
Yes.
So right. The horse ended up having like drop earrings and eyelashes. And one of the producers of the show said, right, well, let's sing a rousing chorus of I Am What I Am and call this meeting to a close. There were five homos deciding what was going on primetime television on Channel 10.
They really should not give us the keys to the car.
Yeah.
Australian media, if you're listening, don't let us in.
Oh, look,
we will just ruin it for everyone.
It's the Lavender Mafia, though. It's what happens.
It really is. Do you know what? This is the lesson. You know, if the Packers end up buying Network 10, this is the lesson. Do not let the fags in. For every Glee, there are 10 Trinian Susannas. This is what I am saying. You cannot trust us to make these decisions.
But for every queer eye, for the straight guy, there's this horrible nonsense. Talking Puffy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't filter it.
No.
So we are in Sydney.
At Kensington.
At a sauna.
A venerable institution.
Yes. It is a venerable institution.
Kind of related to venereal, that word, isn't it? Strangely enough.
We are in a sauna and we'll tell you why after a word from our sponsor.
All three of these men are gay.
Puffcast.
Hi, I'm Crazy Ken from Crazy Ken's Discount Warehouse. Uh-oh, Karen and accounts are stuffed up again, and we've massively overordered on gays. So out they go, all in one crazy cocktail sale. Woo-hoo! We got fruits, fags, queers, queens, poofters, woofters, pillow butters, drillers for Vegemite, Marys, Missies, sausage jockeys, and knob gobblers. We got fussy ones, furry ones, pissy ones, and cuddly ones. We got tops, bottoms, versatiles, everything, and double adapters. We've got hairdressers, ballet dancers, and national party politicians. We've even got a lesbian. Guys, open 24 hours this weekend. Out they go! No refunds or exchanges, cash or ammo only. Some models may fade to buy curious over time.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Puffcast.
It's so great to be doing the Puffcast and be making advertising revenue.
Yeah. I know. I'm so glad someone's actually paid for
it. Can we retire yet?
Nah.
Next week.
Well, you know our Google account's been banned because I kept clicking on the links.
Really?
You're not allowed to generate your own revenue by going,
no.
I would so totally buy all of these things.
Oh, can they tell? Can they?
Yes. They check your IP address.
Oh, Google knows how to do everything.
Google looked right up my IP address and saw what I was wearing underneath.
I don't know if anyone has been looking at the website, but we're getting some pretty scurrilous ads.
We were.
I was thinking, ads for, eBay or Dyson vacuum cleaners or something.
No. Or Miele.
But it was all just, you know, hot gaping cars. Yeah. Supercar. I don't want a gaping car.
I want to see one, though. I want to see one. Show me your hot gaping car.
I used to work with a guy who would stick a pencil down the end of his dick.
Oh,
wow.
No, he wouldn't.
He would. Seriously.
Can't he just get a sharpener?
He worked at the exchange behind the bar, and just, you know, there'd be like six people there on a Tuesday for $6 jug night.
And he would stick a 2B down his jab eye.
Down the end of his jab eye just to go, hey, check out what Mama's got in her golden eye. Yeah.
Was he a young guy?
No.
Well, if he could draw, it would put an interesting spin on Mr. Squiggle.
I will say that he now lives and works on the Gold Coast.
Right.
And performs at the Sportsman's Bar under the name Tara Rabumdia.
that just sounds like a young guy thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick shit in all my holes until it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels good. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh, that's a pencil in my dick. Maybe it's the pencil.
Guys made Jackass, it would be rude.
Yeah. Yeah. It would just basically, like, you know, 21-hour episodes of sticking things in your dick.
What can I get in my dick hole?
Hey, dudes, Carl Bongo, welcome to Gay Jackass.
Yeah.
This week we're going to stick Kim Kardashian down the eye of my penis. Whoa! Pepsi Max, whoa!
We should move on. We've got the K to Z. We're up to N, which is for nudity.
Appropriate since we're in a sauna.
Since we're in a sauna. And my favourite thing about being nude in a sauna is the fact that you still have to cover up something. And you have to wear the towel.
Oh, yeah, the towel. You have trouble with the towel, don't you?
I do have trouble with the towel because, you know, you go to a sauna and they've obviously, most saunas nowadays, they do a lot of interior decorating. They make sure everything looks nice and they get it, like, you know. If
they do love a fountain.
Yeah, they'll either get a nice sort of, you know, pastel green towel or a burgundy towel. But everyone gets the same burgundy towel, so no one feels left out.
It is very well upholstered. You do walk in and think to yourself, wow, this day spa is getting a lot of action.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, everyone gets the same
uniform. Everyone gets the same towel, except for the boom bars. We have to get a special towel. Because, you know, they give us the towel, and we're going to take our clothes off, and then we put the towel on, and then we have to walk out holding the towel and the, you know, 14-inch gap where it doesn't meet up, and go, I can't wear this towel.
That's
fair. I do need my hands for other things. I can't be holding it like this for the next 6 hours.
You can just pop it in a fat roll, though. Just
my fat rolls undulate.
Oh.
And the towel would fall out. So, yeah, you have to go and get another towel. And the towel?
Adam can't because he's going to try and stick a pencil in his fat roll later.
Yeah.
But they give you a special fat towel.
Oh, no. Do they?
I thought they would give you, like, just another towel and you could organise it.
Or staple two together.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just roll them around so they're kind of, you know.
But they give you a special.
A split up each side. It'd be glamorous.
Oh, I love
it. You'd look like Kate Jackson on Charlie's.
Fully would. But no, they give you a special fat person towel.
Like a big special colour or something.
It's you know, everyone's got burgundy or you know, pastel green. And no, you get bright pink. You get this faded hot pink towel that looks, I think, maybe like someone's doona that they've cut into four.
The reason it's pink is because it's actually a burgundy towel that's been stretched so much that the colour just kind of gets lighter.
But I don't get why it's so bright. It's like, you know,
it's like the piss pants at primary school. Like, you have a special.
I used to love them. I used to deliberately piss my pants because I liked them better than mine.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this became a Mark Twain book. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
But you're walking around wearing a hot bed, hot pink double bed mattress, basically, around your waist.
And you know, you'd kind of go, well, why do you need to go, hey, here's the fat person who's got a pink towel on? It's like, I'm over 130 kilos. I think it's obvious that I'm fat.
But also, you know, it's a sauna. It's not like you're a danger to shipping or anything. This is a hazard. We've got to make a sign.
I'm going to wear my high-vis towel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I don't get about saunas? Because as you say, you can't, God forbid, there should be nudity in the, this little sort of lap, this sort of Tarzan skirt that you wear out. But then they'll have nude nights.
Yes.
Like, special treat, boys. You don't have to wear your towel tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. This must be what Sodom and Gomorrah was like. Yeah. Oh my God. Compared to that straight-laced Victorian morality of a normal sauna.
But all the boombas will be walking around going, oh, having not having a hot pink towel on is so slimming.
Oh, look at this. Well, they do say black is slimming and it's very dark in there.
Right,
you know the thing I don't get, right? You go to the sauna, you put everything on display except the two bits that you're going to be using.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are hidden away.
But when I go to a sauna, by the end of the night, those two bits are fucking wrecked. Okay? I don't want them on display. All right? It looks like I've been beaten up down there.
But it is a good point. It is a good point. You can see everything except the bits that kind of... It's a bit like an iPod Touch, bit. Isn't it? It can do everything that an iPhone can except the phone.
Yeah.
But I don't... You know when you go to like a sex on premises venue that's not a sauna, where you don't get the towel, you just walk around in your normal clothes?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Generally, it involves a lot of people walking around fully dressed with their cocks hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, this is the bit. Look at it.
Yeah, look.
Look at this bit.
It's like the negative, the photographic negative.
Yes.
Of the other.
Or people walking around in chaps with, you know, their ass hanging out, just going, woohoo, look at it, there it is.
But there is nothing worse than getting into a cubicle with someone who looks really hot and going, you know, oh, I just really want to, oh, that's disappointing.
That's all there is, really.
Oh, gosh, where's the rest of it? Is it like an iceberg? Are there like 9/10 of it in there somewhere?
That's the beauty of the sauna, though. It's like, yeah, well,
no, sorry.
Someone next door.
Bow-bow.
No, yeah, it is kind of like a giant X Factor casting call, isn't it? You can just go, no, but just I know if I just shut
no. Can't we spoon? No.
It's about the same ratio to about 1 in 10. You're going to Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, because we're talking about saunas and, you know, all things sexual, we should probably get on the blower to our sexpert.
Yes.
Colin Bertrudi.
Great.
Mr. Colin Bertrudi.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Podcast. Welcome, Colin Bertrudi.
Our sexpert.
Resident sexpert.
Yes.
Now, Colin, you, as part of your health education program at the Victorian AIDS Council, have unleashed a multimedia extravaganza on the world, have you not?
Yes. It's called Queer as Fuck, and we've drawn on the comic talents of the comic genius that is the Melbourne comedy scene.
Yes.
So we've got Scott.
Yes,
Brennan.
You got me. I'm in there.
Yes.
We've got Adam Richard.
Yeah, I was playing serious, so I was, you know, not very funny.
There's someone in the Poofies we haven't got yet, but I'm sure we'll find a role for him.
I'm sure my invitation's in the mail.
Yes.
can I just say...
Maybe I could do the bit at the end that just goes, Queer as Fuck, we'll be back next week. Maybe I can just do that. Or maybe I can do the Tats Lotto draw, the John Deeks Tats Lotto draw at the end.
No, I want you to do the bit. When in Sydney, Queer as Fuck used to stay at the taxi club until they get thrown out.
Shoes by John Carandonis.
So we've just posted an episode where we discuss the possibility of a cure for homosexuality.
Which is hilarious.
That's the one with Denise Scott and Andrea Powell?
That's right.
Two other hilarious comedians.
After listening to this podcast, I'd be lobbying Nicola Roxon for a Medicare item number for that.
So this is a sitcom on the internet.
That's right.
It's a soap opera-y sitcom. Like, yeah. It's kind of a serial more than anything else.
Yes. That's right. And people get to...
it's like Blue Hills.
Yes, Blue Hills. They're actually able to post what they think of the episode and the characters straight away. So we've had quite a few kind of, you know, interesting kind of posts about the episodes and stuff. And,
Do people make interesting posts of substance, or do they just post and go, that guy's really hot?
we've certainly had a lot of, like, that guy's hot and I want to fuck what's his face and all that kind of stuff. But we've also had some serious one, a quite disturbing one, because Denise Scott, who is in the episode playing a mother, a homophobic mother of one of the characters, she's also a sort of racist and looks actually a bit demented. Yes. One of the people who viewed it said, oh, that's just like my mother.
Oh, and how terrifying.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah.
Because it's not a subtle part.
No, it's not.
Like really Joan Crawford not. Is saying, turn it down a bit.
No, she's got lines. They go to a counsellor to see if they can kind of talk through this homosexuality rubbish. And,
newfangled twaddle.
Yes. She says, look, doctor, there has to have been a mistake, because when I was pregnant with Brendan, I had an ultrasound and they didn't detect any abnormalities. So, yeah, it's really subtle.
Well, it is really entertaining, and I've got to say, it's fun to watch. Like, you know, and it doesn't take up much time. It's like 3 minutes. You can go back to XTube really quickly.
Yes. And the beauty of it is that there's health promotion content in there.
Yes.
Oh, see?
Well, I don't want to I don't want to give too much away, but in my episode, most of it takes place in the in the waiting room at a clinic.
Right. Yes.
And quite revealingly, Adam is actually not there to get tested. He's just there to pick up a fuck.
Ah. Trolling for trade at the sexual health centre.
Where else are you going to go? You know they're all good at it.
Yeah. I guess. Now, tell me, it must have been difficult to weave those health messages in, because, you know, we've all seen those shows where, you know, entertainment delivery programs where they're slipping in
specials.
It's like it all goes horribly Degrassi, and it's just like, hey, Jared, can I have some chips? Sure. Don't do drugs, though. No, I never would. Oh, you know, well, I smoked a joint, now I have AIDS in my eye, you know, so it can be a little bit unsubtle. So it can be difficult to weave it in a credible way sometimes.
Yeah, I guess our kind of criteria with this show was really, if it's not funny, it doesn't get in.
Oh, so now we know why Toby didn't get a Guernsey.
It's not the first time I've heard that statement before, I must admit.
Toby, come on. No. Don't be cruel to Toby. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, the young people have this saying now, stop hating on Toby.
Yeah. Quit hating on me, bros. No homo.
I'll stop drawing cum dribbles on your photos on the internet.
So did comedians write it? And if they did they work with health professionals on the writing?
Oh.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I actually wrote it, but I've actually been working with comedians for some years now.
You're pretty funny.
Yeah, but I'm not really funny in the sense that, I'm pretty funny in the sense that you see me, you go, oh, that guy looks really funny.
Oh, shut up.
Come on, Colin, you've directed shows
you've been
for Judith Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, you know funny when you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of basking in the reflected glory of the comic genius that is our pantheon of comic wonderfulness in Melbourne.
He's being polite. The scripts are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they are.
I'll bet they are. But it can be really difficult to reconcile funny just with some of the language around health stuff. You know, you have to use specific terms that aren't necessarily...
See, Colin has been very clever in this. In, like, there's one episode where someone pulls out of his pocket, and we've all seen this here at Talking Poofy when Scott gets here... pulls out of his pocket lots of those packets you get at a sex on premises venue of lube and condoms, and they all come out and you're like...
Your little KFC picnic kit.
Yeah, and you're just like, Scott, did you use any of those?
I always do, but I like to stock up on the way out.
It's a 20-minute tram ride home.
That's right.
You have to be prepared.
Well, you know, you never know if I'm going to have to use my key card to pay for the cab or I'm going to do it.
So Colin's been very clever with that, haven't you, darling?
Yes.
Well, I just sort of tried to kind of use the language that people use. And I mean, and also the characters are really, to put not too fine a point on it, they're fuckheads.
I'm right here. We can hear you when you talk about us.
And they make mistakes all the time, so we that allows us to be not boring with the health promotion stuff, because they're really incredibly dumb.
Yeah, right.
But they're nice. You care about them.
Yeah. Like, some of them are great. No, they're all wonderful. It's been a great thing to work on, and it's been really popular. So we're just hoping that that there's going to be a lot more fans that we get on Facebook this time around. We've got about, I don't know, 1,500 fans at the moment, and there's a bunch of really crazy people that follow us all the time, and they're a bit scary and a bit spooky,
right,
and probably a bit sad.
Well, actually, look, Colin, I do have one complaint about the series.
Yeah.
Is that I only got one scene in bed with that hot guy.
You're coming back.
I am, but I don't get another sex scene, do I?
You don't.
Do I get to kiss him again?
No, we actually cut the scene where you were sort of sucking him off.
Oh, that no, that was just during lunch. Did you film that?
We can write in a rimming scene for you if you like.
Okay, all right. Beggars can't be choosers. Write it up. All right.
Oh, dearie me. Well, now, thank you so much, Colin. Oh,
how can people find this?
Okay.
Oh, you're about to do that. I'm sorry.
But you go, Colin.
Go, Colin. How can people find this?
So they go to www. That's the World Wide Web, everyone.
Colin, so let's shorthand this. Just go to talkingpoofy.com.au. We will have massive big links for you.
Yeah.
It'll make it much easier.
We'll have a huge link.
A massive, huge link.
No more hangers!
Poofcast.
Oh, bless Colin Bertruni.
Bless
and
him.
Yes, you can just check it out on our website, talkingpoofy.com.au. We will have links for you
links.
To see Queer as Fuck.
Click on an ad while you're there, please.
No, you can't. They're gone.
Oh.
Been deleted.
Damn it.
We'll have to have our own links to gaping cocks.
Yeah. You can sign up for it and then...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that. But right. We'll talk about that off air.
All right, great. Sort of.
Now, here's something.
Mm.
While we're all here at the sauna.
Yes.
In our towels. The sex. Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's talk about the sex.
Okay.
Yes.
Which bit of it?
I have a theory
about,
you know how everyone says, oh, homosexuals, they're so anal, and not like Scott anal, but, you know, tidy.
Fastidious.
Fastidious, yes. Really clean, make sure everything.
Yep.
Is that because the sex is really kind of, you know, it's disgusting.
It is.
It really is.
Such a fucking if you had process.
To if you had to explain it to a child, kind of, like, it's just like, no.
Can you not get us in trouble? We're going to be on to Catch a Predator next week.
But there's a lot of to-do about it.
There's, you know,
there
it's
like there's no, oh, fireworks, I love you, honey, snore.
Yeah.
There's like...
But it, like before and after. Like if if you don't do all the cleaning before...
Yeah.
It's like a course of antibiotics.
Yes. More cleaning afterwards.
Yes. Like, exactly, yes.
If you want to be spontaneous, then generally that involves... A lot of tedious cleaning up afterwards.
Yes.
Because, you know, you haven't cleaned.
Spontaneity comes at a price.
Exactly.
Spontaneity comes at a very expensive, quite smelly price.
Yes.
It comes at a stinky, hard to launder price.
But, you know,
The worst thing is, can I just say, when you haven't cleaned first,
yes.
There is no good side of the condom.
No, you're right.
You can't turn
you're
it inside
right.
out.
No, you need a tissue or something to put it in.
You can't just put it down as it is.
You snook it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's you know, it's got to go somewhere, somewhere far away. Somewhere far away that doesn't smell.
It's true. There is such a to-do beforehand and then such a fucking mess to clean up
afterwards.
Yeah. It's just, and, you know, it really, it kills the moment, doesn't it?
It
because
does.
You're there in a clinch and, oh, love you. Oh, why do we have a fight? Oh, God. This, Well, I'll get out the dynamo then.
Yeah. Get a bit of Glen 20 by the bed.
You know, you go, oh, should we spoon? No, we can't spoon because we're both going to get covered in that then.
Yeah.
You know, because, yes, you're there in the throes of love and then the next minute, bam, it's Paula Duncan time.
Hang on. Call from Mr. Sullivan. He's done it in my eye again.
I was just wondering which Paula Duncan time you were referring to. Is there something about her I don't know?
Yeah, she'll come up and clean up your jizz stains.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was the, you know, the Paula Duncan of,
the
you know.
Spray and wipe, lady.
Yeah,
we were smiling, having a titter. I was taking it up the shitter.
My penis looked a fright from the Vindaloo last night.
But now it's time for laundry. Next time I won't be so horny.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I want to make that ad now.
Okay. Spray and wipe gay sex.
Spray and wipe.
It's like, you know what?
Isn't that a metaphor for gay sex though?
Spray and wipe.
It really is. Do you know what's like the perfect metaphor for gay sex is the circus parade?
Right.
There's all the pomp and pageantry,
yes.
Right, and all the animals coming down the road, and it's amazing.
And there's a
tent.
Then
some poor bitch sweeping up the elephant shit.
Oh, yes.
That is gay sex.
That is gay sex.
But do you think straight sex is
less
messy?
Unless he's cracking her up the shitter.
up the bum, no babies,
up
lads.
Up the bum, no babies. I think it is a bit cleaner because there's that smell that when you're not clean,
there's just that
smell, and you're both ignoring it because you're in the throes of passion.
Yeah, it's like, and it comes with a sound as well.
Yeah.
There is a sound and a smell, and if you're on the front, there's a sensation.
Right.
You go, that hurts a bit more than, I think there's something in there.
Yes.
I think there's a roadblock.
And you do have that moment, you make an important decision, don't you?
Yeah.
Go, on balance, keep it up.
Yeah.
On balance, champ.
On balance, yeah.
You keep on trucking.
But
you
what about
keep but, going. But do straight couples just
Well, I think, you know, there
and,
is
and if, that's done.
If they're attempting to make a baby, then
vaginal sex.
Then
vaginal.
That all goes somewhere. And there's no...
There's nothing else?
Yeah. There's no chocolate surprise.
There's very little... Yeah.
No, I'm aware that shit doesn't come out of vagina. No. I know that much. Right?
As opposed to Scott's mouth.
I might be gay, but I passed year 10.
No, but so there's that. But, you know, if they're using a condom, then it goes in the condom. And there is a good side to the condom.
Yes.
And if...
Well, I don't know what, like, the... Juices? Do they smell?
Do they stain?
Does anyone know a straight person?
I don't know. Should we ring?
I think my parents.
Ring mum. Does your pussy juice stink?
I literally know nothing about
Scott. Nothing kind of smells thing. That bad. Nothing smells as bad
as curry bum.
Yeah. No, you know, it doesn't matter what comes out of a woman's vagina, it cannot smell like shit.
It can't be as bad as poo.
No.
Is there anything worse than poo? I think poo's the worst thing, isn't it?
Poo's kind of the worst.
Poo's the worst thing to stick
your penis into.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than poo.
Really, really disgusting. But you know what I find even worse? You know what I find even worse is, like, after it's all happened, that was great. I just have to go to the toilet and getting out of bed and stepping on the condom.
No! There's no good side to the condom.
And you hear the gentle popping noise because you've caught it just at the... And so it's...
Yuck.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, sometimes when you get intimate, there's a little bit more intimacy than you bargained for.
But even excluding, you know, even if you don't go backstairs, even if there's no condom and there's no penetration.
It's still a fright. It's 7 minutes post-match, like, tops.
Yep. That's, you know, that's double mess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and straight people, if they're not penetrating, there's only one bit of mess.
Yeah, that's
We've
true.
Got two loads of mess.
Yeah.
we do.
That need to be dealt with, sorted out, cleaned up, and...
Discrimination.
And have you ever... Now,
that's why I put a drain hole in my bed. So I've plumbed my bed.
Can I point something out? I had a flatmate once who was... You know, he had a right side of the doona and a wrong side of the doona.
Right.
And okay. And I remember having a discussion with him once, and we decided that, you know, when you're single and sorting yourself out, that there are only two other substances like jizz for one tiny drop just going a million places.
Yes.
And that is soy sauce and beetroot.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. Just the tiniest bit of jizz. You're like, oh, now it's on my finger, now it's on my arm, now it's on my leg.
It's like glitter inside a wedding invitation.
Yes.
It is.
You just find it around your house for months afterwards.
Well, you've plumbed your bedroom.
Yeah.
My bed, I've actually got one of those drive-in car washers over my bed that the brushes come down. I just put in $1.50 and it's...
The giant douching hose attachment. Oh, my God. Well, that's probably enough chai for us.
Yeah, I think so.
Bon appetit, listeners.
Yes.
Karl Lagerfeld is such a faggot. Hoofcast.
All right, it's time for the community billboard.
Oh, dear.
I think we should hear from our lesbian correspondent.
Oh.
It was.
Wow.
It is messy for lesbians.
Lesbians have it messy too. Wow.
Yeah. They...
Well, I think that answers your question, Scott.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the worst thing is...
It's like, apparently, after lesbian sex, it's like a dog's breakfast in there.
No, I think the problem with lesbians is it all gets a bit slippery and they can't hold their bourbon and coke.
Oh, of course.
A lot of spillage.
And the leashes keep slipping out of their hands.
Quick, the dogs are in the house. The dogs are... Oh, that's all right.
Now, we are going to play Gaydar of the Week, which we have from a listener.
Hurrah.
Excellent.
I know. I do love it when we get a listener to email in. And I...
Is this from Gaydar?
No, this one's from Manhunt.
Right. And who's the listener?
His name is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Stop trolling the net for filth, but thank you.
No, he's looking for love. He said he's recently started listening to the podcast and he's enjoying it. That's good to know.
Thank you. Good.
Below are details of a candidate for Gaydar of the Week. You can't go past someone who talks about themselves in the third person.
Oh, nice.
By the way, keep your dirty mitts off him. I found him first. His name is Coach It Up.
Coach It Up.
Coach It Up. He lives in Geelong.
Oh.
And his subheading is Naughty Coach Looking for New Players.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's see how far he can stretch this metaphor.
Coach is on the lookout for his favourite players. He has a lot of frustration to take out on them. Oh, I love the third person. Yeah. It's too funny. Coach. He's complex, affectionate, intelligent, athletic, scruffy, daggy. Favourite players? Coach likes all times. Just make sure you fit. If you call him coach, wear long socks, headbands, specs, and a cheeky smile. He'll lose his 4 stars. Well, you can't say shit on a gay dating website.
I think the whole third person thing is much more offensive than saying shit.
Did he say specs in the mix there?
Specs.
Glasses, long socks.
I think he means aviator specs.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was after, like, Urkel auditioning for the football team. I'm going, coach is a little confused.
Yeah.
Pits and butts will get a lot of coach's attention. Coach doesn't like deodorant.
Oh, God.
Coach.
If you have must be straight acting, not into queens / girls or are racist, then coach won't be using you to get out all his frustrations.
Oh, coach!
Internalized homophobia and sexual racism make coach go soft.
Oh, coach.
And,
coach.
Oh, there are a lot of photos of Coach, and Coach is rocking a tracksuit pant like no one's business.
Oh, sweet.
Third person.
Coach is a catch.
Yeah. I would risk that 45-minute drive down.
Yeah.
Geelong.
Just
taste a bit of Coach.
Yeah.
Ooh, dearie me.
Oof. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm...
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew, coach. You have given us a little bit of joy.
Yes. Oh, Coach.
Yep, there'll be a brief break with the podcast now.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably ring the top or bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might just pop out to the toilet between... Oh, Coach. Oh. I'll stay behind and do push-ups.
Oh.
Scott likes Coach. Who is this guy? Fucking Tarzan?
Coach. Coach like you.
Coach lose shit. Ah. Ah. Urkel. Ah, vulnerable. Ah.
You can't fuck Urkel.
Coach learned valuable lesson about social clique at high school. Ah.
Worst thing, if you had sex with Urkel, he'd jizz in your eye and they go, did I do that? I just didn't make
a
joke.
Okay, I don't need to go to the toilet anymore.
All right, let's head in onto the top or bottom because you know who's back.
Yay!
You want to do it in my butt, let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Poofcast.
Well, it's time for top or bottom. She has returned to us, to our loving bosom, Melinda Buddle, the bottom whisperer. How are you, love?
I'm really good. Sometimes I feel like whisper because.
Why?
Are you calling from a sauna? Are you trying to keep things down? What's going on?
No, no, I am calling from my my dad's bedroom. I've shut the door.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, well, my question stands. I might see a lot of action. I don't know. I suspect not. But you never know with these matters.
Now, because you're obviously at your dad's house watching the telly, is he perhaps watching a cooking program?
At the moment, he's watching a documentary about an Asian country.
Oh, right. A non-specific
Asian country.
Is it a documentary or is it Shocking Asia?
No, it's definitely a documentary about places to travel to waste all his money that, well, one, that'd be my money.
So. Oh, okay. So Oriental Sluts 4 isn't...
Correct.
That's right, not a travel documentary.
We do know, however, that you do like a bit of a cooking program. You do like to get your TV hot plate on from time to time.
Indeed. I love a cooking show, mostly because I've got an eating disorder, but great. Let's bring that up.
So we thought we'd ask you to whisper one of the more prominent TV cooking show couples, being Maggie Beer and the other guy.
Simon. You've got to say it like that because I think Simon. He's the chef, she's the cook.
She's the cook. The cook and the chef, Maggie Beer and Simon. Who's top or bottom?
Okay, I'll apply my powers to this. Well, for me, it's more like the poof and the chef. Little thing there, but I think Maggie gives it to Simon. I'm going to say Maggie is the top, Simon is the bottom.
Yeah, right,
right.
The way they do it is of course a little bit different. It's very Barossa inspired.
Do they use verjuice for lube?
Correct. Maggie gives it to Simon with a roasted parsnip strap on. Organic, of course, before you...
Of course, yes. And not wilted. Not wilted.
Sometimes I use quince paste for lube. That can be really expensive, so often just some verjuice with some corn flour reduction.
Excellent.
No, I can. This is true. I can tell from, by the way, he says Maggie, but he's had more cocks in his mouth than saliva.
Oh my God! Oh, Scott God. Brennan of cooking.
Hey, back off. I can't cook. All right. But I love it because I think Maggie Beer is like, she's quite masculine, particularly compared to Simon. She's kind of like the B. Arthur of cooking shows. She's just
I think.
Up with Raylene Boyle. Oh my God, Dawn Fraser's got a cooking show with someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's like they are quite different physically. Sometimes it's a little bit less Cook and the Chef and a bit more the battle axe and the stick. Like, you know, you wonder what happens in the dressing room, don't you?
I do wonder. But this is the thing. It's Maggie Beer. We all know Maggie Beer, Senior Australian of the Year for... charging $35 for a litre of ice cream. Right-wing government. But look, this is the thing. Simon doesn't even have a last name. So it's Maggie Beer and Simon. So he's got no status, as if he's going to get a go on the top. He's just Simon.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think he's a submissive bottom? Do you think Maggie's a daddy? Do you think Maggie's an aggressive daddy top?
Well, let's just say there's a lot of nose-to-tail eating going on.
Do you think he does a bit of human centipede on the side?
Oh.
So in summary, Maggie is the top, Simon is the bottom.
Right. As always, wow. Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, right. So clear. So clear now.
Wow. I'm hungry now.
I really want a parsnip.
Yeah. But I couldn't be bothered chewing, so I'm... I'm quite sure.
It's all right. I'm gonna have some spit roasted spatchcock later.
Thank you so much, Melinda.
Thanks, Mel.
You are very welcome. See you next week.
I feel sick.
See you, love.
Well, my roast pork with applesauce will never be the same.
My bun's fallen out of its oven.
Oh, dear. Well, we are right up at the end of the Poofcast. Oh, sad, really, isn't it?
It's closing time at Ken's. They're turning the lights on.
Oh, God.
Hosing out the corridors.
I love how most institutions, when it closes, they turn the lights off.
Yeah.
But a gay place, it's like, lights on! Mm. Ah! That'll get everyone out.
Oh,
next week.
Oh my God! Look at that wall. It looks like a Jackson Pollock.
Oh God! Oh, someone get the domestos. Get Paula Duncan.
Get Paula Duncan.
Quick,
next week. We're up to the letter O in Gator Z, so we'll let you think about that for a whole week.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.